פרק שני, הלכה א', עולמה. תמן פנימה, רבי אליעזר אומר, תרומה עולה באחד ומאה, ויוצא אומר במאה בקה. יוצא מחלקה. As to instrument, but so what the shear is? Whether the shear is one in a hundred, which is the shear we've been talking about earlier on, or whether you need to have a little bit more. In other words, you have, even if you have together, the may of the old, so that, let's say the truma and the fulman together, is slightly more than maya. That's also enough. So in other words, if a saw of truma falls into even 99, plus a little bit more, that's also enough. You don't need a full hundred. So tabam amach hiskiya, would be abu b'shem evalazim. כל מקום ששנה רבי מחלוקת ואחר כך חזר ושנה סתם הלכה כסתם. If you have first the discussion of a מחלוקת and then a Mishnah says one of the shittas, then that means that Rebbe is passing the shitta that he mentions as a stam. Now over here it says v'olim be'efer u'meyah mashma that Rebbe v'yeh, and he doesn't say divrei Rebbe v'yeh mashma that he holds like Rabbi Yezer against Rabbi Yehoshua. Ima de tamina, as we see in the Mishnah later, at Sa'at Shumah Shemafla Meme'ah, the Omar Rabbi Elazar, over there it says, Omar Rabbi Elazar, let Shan Lomar Latok Me'ah Latok Tish Ima Tish'ah. So he says over there that no, what it should say is into 99, not into Me'ah. Because that means me'ah b'sach hakol. So in other words, it's talking about that it isn't the bottle over there. You know, that mission discusses a lot of curious things. In other words, that first it wasn't bottle, and then it comes in now orla, and it's mitzarek with the 99 of chulin to be bottle the truma. Right? So over there, it seems to be a stam mishnah that's going like Rabbi Yeshua. And not like Rebbe Yehoshua, because it's mashma over there that you don't need mamish the me'ah, echad the me'ah, just the me'ah the oath. So it turns out that now there's two mishnas that are stam. One is stam for Rebbe Yehoshua, one is stam for Rebbe Yehoshua. What are you going to do with that? So it's a kabbalah to mean Rebbe Yehoshua, Rebbe Yehoshua. It's in exactly the same way that he mentions one stam, he mentions the other stam. So that's as if Rebbe turned around and made it a machlokas. He just didn't bother mentioning the sheepers because he'd already told you the sheepers. He can't call that a machlokas. It's a machlokas which continues to follow us around in different places. Apparently, this is not supposed to be used as a machlokas. Now, the stam, when we were talking about the poster, I mean, I ain't saying only. What the chlokas is the mokra to the idea of effort make? Only beyond that, well, it says Mikol Chelbo Et Mikdasho Mimeno. What's the word Mikdasho Mimeno? The Vasha At Mevi Mimeno Shi Mipol Atofu Mekacho. What the Pasuk is saying is that this you're taking out sufficient that if it would fall back into Chulin, it would have answered it. So that's what we're calling Mikdasho. It would have turned around and be Mekacho stuff that it fell into. So from here you see that the shear is, because kama, how much do you take out of a tree? Obviously, it's 10. If it's 10, that's 10% of 10, of 10%. So it's echad mimeah, right? It's talking about trumas maaser. So the kama who, echad mimeah, trumas maaser is 1/100th, and the Torah is calling it over here, that it's mikdasho mimeno, mashkin, if it falls back in, meaning 1 to 99, so then the whole thing would become usher because of the mua. So for sure, 99 to 1 for sure is us. Now the Machlokas says, okay, so how much is Mutter? Right? So Kamal Echad Mimeah, so Rebbe Eliezer says, fine. So then be Mutter of one unit. So if 99 to 1 is no good, then make it 100 to 1. Rebbe Yehoshua says, why one unit? Be Mutter of whatever is beyond what you have here. So be Mutter of a kosher. Be a green mile with that. Rebbe Yehoshua from the Shulchan Aruch. The old cow when they saw stood in the Duma. He bad some old like Rabbi Yeshua that you don't need
the whole Echad,
in other words.
You need Echad, the man, the Ode. The only thing is that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Ode is Mamish and Mashu. Even a culture is what he's saying is the prophet. Is the Mashu Mashu the prophet. Right? Over here of Yossi ben Meshulam, he says that the Ode has to be a certain shear. So one, no, it doesn't have to be. In other words, one kav in 100 saw is what the shear would be. So let's say you started off with 99, right? You had a saw of truma, it fell into 99 saw plus one kav per 100 saw. So one kav is 1/6 of normal medamea, right? Because a saw is 6 kav. So 1/6 of the unit that you're using plus is recognizably more, and that you can't just say a little tiny bit more, but it's recognizable more. So a 6th out of the Bimur unit, that would be sufficient. We find the guy in the eye, and that's just the same thing. And it makes an impact. Yeah. Tani Rabbi Shimon Omer Truma Olev Bimur. He says, if you put a saw into 99 mamish without even the ode, it would be oila from a kavachol. Because look, in iser mitok iser ola, iser mitok eser lo kol shekain. If when you take off the truma from isis v'chatzila, you take out one out of a hundred. Now before you took it out, everything was usher al sevel, right? Now you're going to be mafish one out of the hundred, and you're going to make the whole thing heter. So now if you start off with heter, you're starting off now with 99 of heter. You're putting one in the truma, which you're calling iser. So of course, you take out one. How could it be less than it was before? You take out one, nine out of heter. So why do you need even more than 99? Now, Istanoi Tani, Heter Mitoketa. Now, the way that Rav Shimon is quoted, it's quoted in two ways, the same idea. One says the way we have it, if Istanoi Tani is kosher, right? So, kosher king, Istanoi Tani is kosher. But the other writer says, so, kosher king, Heter Mitoketa is going to be mutter. What's the logic? So Mardi Omar Heter Mitoch Heter is because Truma is Muteris Kohanim. Well, why should you call it Heter Mitoch Heter? So Easter part of a Kula Kohanim. You could talk about it in terms of, okay, what would a Kohen do under such circumstances? And the Mardi Omar Heter Mitoch Heter is saying, but fine, but we're talking about Meduna for a Truma Tamea also, right? And the Truma Tamea is also a Kula Kohanim. So, I mean, how can I talk about it as if it's happened? It's not happening. So, okay, so talk about it, kids, but even that's a California, right? Mandi Omer Heter Ben Aduma. He's talking about from a Tamea. It's a horror. So that would explain the difference. It's not a difference in Svara at all. Now, Tani Prusisha Lechem HaPonim, she is Arva Tamea Prusisha Chum. If you mix one slice of lechem haponim that got now mixed up with 100. So here's one in 100, right? One in 100 to one. So mea pushachum or chaticha shochata shenisavu the mea chaticha shochumah. So the halacha is lo yavu. The question is more chomer. It's not bottle even in 100. So it's not a truma. So you know. The Tanakhama says, "Lo yavu, Rav Yehuda Amen, yavu." He holds the same din as Truma. My time, Rav Yehuda, the set of five men has son min hamatayim, mimashkei Yisrael. The pasuk is talking about over there the olah that you have to bring. So we dash what's called mimashkei Yisrael, midavar shehu mutar leYisrael. You're only allowed to bring on the mizbeah something that is mutter for Yisrael to eat. Now, based on that pasuk, we're also masmit that there's halacha a bittul by kosher. Because a set echad min hamatayim, if you take out one out of 200, you can make that an ola, And the rest becomes Mashi Yisrael. Right. So it's a remnant in the Kosek that is a share of 1 to 200. 1 out of 200, that's a Mashi by question. But wait a minute. Rav Yudah, I said Yalu was the Mea. I said the Mea Chatzifa Shachuna. So how does this Kosek says Mina Matayim? How does that back up Rav Yudah? He says Mimea. The Kasha Ksiv Matayim. Rav Yudah or Rav Mea. So how could this Kosek be the Asmasta of Rav Yudah? Ksiv Chayim? And the answer is because here it's talking about Chayim. It says, I thought it's kind of that. Rav Yudah is talking about Shkutim. So Chayim are not bottled because they're more cautious. So about Chayim wouldn't be bottled, you would need Matayim. And Rav Yudah is talking about the Shkutim. But it's the same idea. You see that there's a din of Bittul by caution. If you learn a din of Bittul by caution, if the Baha'i is bought the left of the Matayim, and then it's reasonable to say that caution should have a din of Truma. If it's Shkutim, then it has a din of Ephraim. Now, Ma ben Chaim with Shkutim, what's this for? Very cautious. There's a Kanina Chaim, a Suatam, Kedavah Shadako, and Monet. And we said that something that is sold, the Minyan, and the Mishka and so on, is never bottled. It's not bottled off the Ella. Okay, so here we're not saying it's not bottled off the Ella, then it doesn't have Mamish and Belish in the Mimi, because there are times that you do sell a whole flock of sheep together. But they mark me on it to some extent to make it Matayim instead of Meya. That's his part. Atkidon Davash Umahale Umatirla Hedyot. Furthermore, what did we see over here? We were talking about the being mat is something lahed, it means that it got mixed up with chum. But how about if it got mixed up in something, let's say something powerful, got mixed up in other things that are kosher? So how close? Not for anybody to eat. Can you be matzah to the mizbeach also? Is there a din of bittul kosher to be matzah suim to the mizbeach because it became bottle? In the kosher for the mizbeach?
Something possible that makes
up with Eivorim, let's say. They were kosher, can I be mala all of the Eivorim, including the one that's brothel, because it's Bechad B'Matayim. So, Umatu B'Gaboah, can I be mata to the Beis HaMikdash? Nashmi Inin Hada. That, we can see from this topic. It says, V'yachar Yochar Min HaKadashim, Hilach Mohu. It's talking over here, somebody goes to the mikvah. So it says that he has to wait until Rosh Shemesh, and then he's able to go ahead and Yachar Yochar Min HaKadashim over there, even though it's referring to Truma, obviously, right? It's not the whole figure over there was referring to Truma. So but there's only a din of Suryam, there's no din of Mechusa Shafar. He's allowed to even have Kachim there, but we use it in this matka to tell me Kachim. It means Kachim Mamish. So Yeshua Kachim. Should say shata okel ben. It's just being moronic that there are certain kachim that you can eat from. Prat, but others not. So prat let you ruvi will yeter me may up. Which comes to tell me that the tame cannot eat, meaning what? But if it was misarev in 100, from less than 100 you can't eat from it. Misarev in more than 100, akar yokam nekadashim. And this is Amiela Ochle Truma of Ochle Truma. Okay, I understand that if we're talking about Tmein, that became now something that was the Kedushas Truma in Tahori, because that's what the whole figure was talking about Truma over there. But how about Ochle Chulin? Ochle Chulin, I consider to be Truma for Truma. How about Ochle Chulin? How do we know that all of these things, assuming that we're talking about, let's say, that you have something that was kosher from the Nesachim that is now mixed up with other Shana, right? So can you be mavato? Can you be mavato even on the gavoa? That's what we're looking for, a raya that can be mavato on the gavoa. So when it says mashma kodesh, mashma kodesh, mashma, you have a teshemen that was possible, and then it got mixed up with other mashma kodesh with kasha, and I want to use it all, and that the brisa is saying minayim, tamadona mina kodeshim, any type of kodesh, miva. So according, you see from here that bittul helps echad gematayim, even magabe kodeshim. Even the Gavoah, not some of the other people. The Gavoah, the Gavoah, I'm going to be using now from an office, let's say, right? Says we're above it, be Shemen of the Ocean, why not necessarily? Maybe it's talking about Shemen, meaning Mashke, like Shemen Shemetzora. Shemen Shemetzora was given to the Tony, wasn't given to the Zaya. So Shemen Shemetzora, Shemetzora, the Motari, the King, and Chatma, the Zaya. So it was a lot, it was, you got mixed up with the leftovers of the Rikikim of the Nazi, and it's saying over there, that it's bottle, meaning it's bottle, yes, Kodesh is bottle, but only for people that will eat it. That's not what our question was. Our question was, can you be mavato kodeshim even to be mavato on his death? That you haven't answered. Vatani, mashkei, mashkei, as it was written with a yud, mashkei Yisrael. So the Russian over there is mashkei. K Kodesh, the Mashkei Truma. Mashkei, there's a number of different cases. If you're going to talk about a case that has a heter l'kohanim, there's only one case you're going to be able to come up with. And that's the case that you did come up with. Now explain the second case. If it isn't talking about the shemen left over from the nazir getting mixed up among shemesh and the terah, both of which are kosher for kohanim, and what are you going to say? Rabbi Chananya had the Amra Olot Ba'olot. Okay, fine. All that you could prove from here is that there is Bittul by Kodesh in something that is Ola to the Mizbeah, right? Okay, so let's say you have an Ola that gets mixed up with other Olas. So then, let's say one is a Chia, one is a Nidava. So there you can say that I can go ahead and I can bring it as an Nidava. Right? No problem, bring it as an Nidava. You could say the same thing about the Mashke. Also, the Mashke, the case of the Mashke, it's talking about, let's say, you have Shemin of Menachem, right? Or you have Shemin of Menachem. Okay, both of those go up. Shemin is there. But how about something that you can't bring up unless it's not on his there? How about if you have a Chatas, which is meant for Akiva, that gets mixed up with an Ola? So now, no, it's okay, you've shown that you can be mavato two different types of things that are Ola and Mizbeach. Can you be mavato something that's not meant to be Ola and Mizbeach, the Chalal, with something that is? So now we have one out of 200, or one out of 100, we said if it's a Shuta, one out of 100 are a Borin that were meant to be eaten by Kanim, the Chata, and 99, or the 100 that's meant to be put on Mizbeach, but are Ola. Now you know which one is which. Well, what do I do then? Our problem is if it's something like that, it's just called shimmy mental that you shimmy are not allowed to put onto the mizbeach, right? So the part that was already brought to you shimmy is mental lakhila, it says bal taktil, lo taktil. Lo taktil means it's an instant lab. So what am I going to say over there? That's what I want to know. Is it bottle? Meaning that if it's not there. There's two ways of looking at Bittul also. That it's there, but we allow you to view it as if it's, you know, you're doing the right thing with it. But if I know for a fact I'm doing the wrong thing, can I still do it? I know that I'm not putting on Mizbeach something that doesn't belong on Mizbeach.
So
was
limiting the
pulling
one out
and pulling it? Not on a deer, right? But those are all zero ones. How about that? Where are we here?
Yes.
Where did we start from? We don't know. Where did we get up to? We got up to Kaisa Manala. Yeah, we started at Taman Panina.
If we're going to do it to the bottom of the head, we have to go down to the bottom of the next stuff, which is not good. We just try to do it tomorrow because of this Levaya thing I'm going to have to leave shortly. I think it was a fashion that you asked at the bottom of the head.